Hi, my name is Pranay and I'm the host of Orbital. We recorded this episode around the Jio phone before we came to know about certain terms and conditions associated with buying the phone. While the phone costs 1,500 rupees and is essentially free because you get that money back when you return it after 3 years, there are certain terms and conditions associated with this effectively free offer. You have to make recharges worth ₹1,500 every year to get that refund. And of course, if you buy a Jio phone and don't use it, then the company has the right to ask for it to be returned. Now, more details about this are available in a story on gadgets360.com, and we've put a link in the show notes for you to check that out. You can go ahead and enjoy this episode. Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about something that we've been itching to talk about for quite some time, and that is the Jio phone. Now, Jio phone, for those who don't know, is a smart feature phone unveiled by telecom operator in India called Reliance Jio. This phone costs 1500 rupees, yes, 1500 rupees, and you can get all of your money back if you return the phone to the operator after 3 years. So it's effectively free. Now, we've had this phone for almost a week now. So we are ready to like share our first impressions of the phone, talk about the phone in depth, and to mention whether it actually lives up to the hype, whether it's actually a phone that works and not a sham. So to talk about this, we have our reviews expert now. That's Aditya Shenoy.
Hello.
We also have our games editor, Rishi Galvani.
What's a reviews editor now? What was he before?
Before he was just a minion. Now he's been promoted.
Yeah. Because Jio.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, and I'm your host, Pranay Parab. So I think first and most important thing is, does this phone work? Because at 1,500 rupees, I seriously was expecting some kind of a, you know, some kind of a trade-off here, like some phone that doesn't work properly or, you know, with some major caveat that was not highlighted at the keynote.
Okay, so like from my experience, yes, it works as expected. It's based on a different OS. Like a lot of people were expecting it to run Android, but no, it runs on KaiOS. Like it's a fork of Firefox OS. It's quite simple, grid style layout. The main difference is the keypad. Like you have the keypad and stuff. So we are so used to smartphones, and you know, there's been times when I've been touching the screen and figuring out, okay, why isn't it working? So yeah, so navigation wise and all, yeah, it works. Like you haven't had any issue, any lag or stutter, anything of that sort with this phone.
Yeah, but then again, let's be clear here. This isn't for someone who's already using your mid-range or top-end Android
so it's
device,
it's
right?
Pretty much for a feature phone user currently, who's a feature phone user who'd want to be connected on the internet, would want to probably, I don't know, use it for some or the other things. Yeah.
But then, having said that, while we have been using it for a week, and while I do understand, the user experience seems to be usable, do you see people picking it up as a secondary device?
As a secondary device, like, I wouldn't mind picking it up as a secondary device. I can basically keep it switched off and in the bag. So when my primary phone runs out, I'm still connected to the internet. I can message someone if required. And plus, calling works as well. So, yeah, I think it's a good device. When it's effectively free, yeah. But like, why not? A secondary device would be good.
But then, I think this is a question we've got a lot in our comment section. I think it's something that, I mean, fine, if you're saying it's an affordable secondary device, can you actually use it as a hotspot? Because Jio's network is supposedly the fastest, right? So
the thing is, there's no hotspot feature on the Jio phone at the moment. Like, I don't think... it would come to the Jio phone, but yeah, for if you need to use a hotspot, they have a JioFi, which is cheaper than this phone, and you can use it for a hotspot, and that can support more devices and has USB tethering as well. So I don't see the reason of using a Jio phone as a hotspot, to be honest, but yeah.
So for those who don't know, the JioFi is a Wi-Fi hotspot device, which costs, what, 999 rupees?
Yeah, currently it's at 999.
Yeah, so you can basically use that thing as a router. You can just put a Jio SIM in there and recharge it. So the most important thing with this, like most important question already has been answered, that you cannot use the Jio phone as a hotspot.
Yeah.
But for 1500 rupees, as you mentioned that the phone works lag-free, etc. Like my biggest worry was that since this has a color display and is always connected to the internet, what about battery life?
So So I think yes, like if battery life was one of our concerns as well, and for that reason, like the Jio phone has got a huge battery. Like we have seen feature phones with 900 milliamp hour battery, 1000 milliamp hour battery. This thing has a 2000 milliamp hour removable battery, so the battery size is good. I've used it for with you know different scenarios. Like it has the whole thing of Jio apps, so you have music streaming and stuff. After streaming music, watching a bit of TV and having the data on pretty much all the time, I still was left with somewhere around 80% of battery after the end of like after 24 hours. So I think effectively it should run for 4 days, like 3.5 or 4 days with that kind of usage, which is quite good considering the price you pay and what you get.
Yeah, and the other big question that everyone has in mind is, does WhatsApp work on Jio phone?
So WhatsApp, yeah. So as of now, WhatsApp does not work on Jio phone. I don't think if WhatsApp is planning to or is making anything for the Jio phone at the moment. So WhatsApp does not, yeah. So there's no support for WhatsApp at the moment. But yeah, like we did try the web version of Telegram and that kind of worked.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, at least what I've been hearing from developers off record is WhatsApp and Facebook are coming to the platform simply because the moment Airtel announced its feature phones, there was already a few scares that, okay, if Airtel is going to do it, Airtel is going to do it with these services. So we won't be surprised if we see WhatsApp and Facebook show up as an over-the-air update. This is something which a couple of developers have told me about. Then again, these are the same developers who told us back in the day that the phone's going to be running iOS and will have HTML5 apps. And all that's turned out to be true. So I won't be surprised if this ends up being correct as well. So, I mean, so if you're looking to pick it up just for WhatsApp, I mean, heck, I wouldn't blame you, man. I mean, considering most of India runs on WhatsApp, you may want to hold off till the OTA is out. Or, yeah, I mean, at 1500, which is effectively free, you may want to try a lock now.
You know, like, just like Rishi said, there are a few things that I'd also want to point out is OTA updates. Like, I don't remember the last time a feature phone would get OTA updates. You generally
Honestly speaking, I don't remember the last time a feature phone had internet.
Yeah,
okay. So that was a very, very long time ago.
I kind of disagree because a lot of mobile revenue still comes from feature phone data usage and mainly prepaid. So I think what's the way I see it here is this is Reliance's way of propagating that, making use of that, and probably getting people at the end of the day to spend more on billing. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, the network's pretty fast. We were surprised to get Twitch.tv, which is the world's biggest gaming streaming site, running fine on the Jio phone. I mean, you could Twitch.tv loaded a live stream, which for a lot of people doesn't even happen on desktop machines, to the point where Twitch's India representatives suggest that people in India use the Windows app to get it running on your desktop. Mm-hmm. So the network's pretty capable from that regard. And I won't be surprised that, to me, this seems like a plug-in drug, like a gateway drug rather, for people to experience what high data is all about, then suddenly realize, oh, you know, that 2-inch screen isn't all that hot. Let's upgrade to something better.
Yeah, and this is also probably like, I mean, this is not the first time Reliance Jio has launched a phone, right? That whole Life series of Android phones were available. And to be perfectly honest, I mean, we've been looking at people's comments on the database pages that we have for these phones. And many of them are not happy with the way the phone has performed. Mm-hmm. But somehow, it does seem to me that none of that mattered really. Like all the Life phones put together, I don't think they're going to sell anywhere near as much as what the Jio phone will.
Yeah.
So this is the company's big bet in hardware. This is the one phone that, you know, needs to work for Reliance Jio's hardware bet to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So so far, like in terms of reliability issues, have you seen anything? Is there anything that worries you about this phone? Are you totally satisfied with it?
So reliability wise issues, like I haven't faced any issues during the time that I have been using it. Other than that, what one thing that I would have really liked is if it came with the TV cable that it, showed off during the AGM, you know, and it's being sold separately. But if it was bundled, I think it's quite good. See, because when you have Jio apps, you know, you have Jio TV and Jio movies, and you can pretty much stream a movie on the phone, the Jio cable effectively just helps to, you know, plug, just get it onto the bigger screen, like, you know. So it would have been helpful. That's what I think personally. But yeah, other than that, no complaints. It does look solidly built. I haven't dropped it yet. No drop test. So, yeah.
Yeah. Want to try a water test?
No, I don't think it'll survive. I actually won't.
While you brought up Jio TV and Jio's own suite of services. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, so hypothetical situation. And I know Pranay is probably going to throw me out of the podcast after I ask it, but it demands to be asked. What about other video services like Hotstar or Netflix? Or are we just stuck into Jio's own suite of apps here?
Just wait a minute while I press the eject button.
Okay, so I think that's a good question. I haven't checked Hotstar at the moment, but I did go to YouTube using the internet browser. So the internet browser pretty much can play the YouTube, like all videos on YouTube. So I think there would be a possibility to, you know, go to Hotstar, probably log in and do it.
But yeah, then, so it also depends on whether the provider supports like.
So I think while you're just discussing that, I might as well just try if Hotstar works.
Yeah, because Hotstar has this reputation, right, where they only work on like browsers that support Flash and all. So yeah, it's they've not yet unveiled HTML5 support. So.
True, but then I mean, why it makes sense asking is because if you look at it from a bigger picture standpoint, is this a phone you can use with all the apps you want to use on it, or is this a phone that keeps you tied into Reliance's ecosystem?
Well, because looking at the audience, I'm not actually sure if someone who wants a 1500
rupees. So you know what, like that actually is not a correct assumption. Mm-hmm. Simply because if I'm not mistaken, this one of these apps, this Jio TV or something, lets you access Star Sports channels, which gives you a lot of the sports content on Hotstar.
Yes.
And even these people who want a phone that costs 1500 rupees, even they want to watch cricket.
Yeah, but they wouldn't want it on Hotstar. Like, they wouldn't have a Hotstar connection or something of that sort. Like, if it is sports,
But Hotstar has a free tier, right? Like, why do people go to YouTube? Because it's free. You can watch anything you want.
But, sports streaming isn't free on Hotstar. It is. Like, it's a little delayed. Okay.
Yeah, cricket is free. You can watch.
So, which brings you to the point, right? I mean, fine. Regardless of the assumption being right or wrong, it is an assumption that yes, and I'm sure that's the same assumption at Reliance right now, that people who are buying a phone at this price point might not want X or Y. That logic flies in the face of the fact that they want WhatsApp there. They want Facebook there, because at the end of the day, tech has become commoditized. It's become a point where everyone needs access at some varying degree. So again, which then brings me to the question, right? Is this just, is this essentially to make people switch out to something bigger once they get used to the data? Or is it to keep people within Reliance's own ecosystem and suite of apps? Because if I'm not mistaken, at least this is something which I've heard from developers and not something I've been able to verify while using the phone, is that if you have to pay for an app, you have to use Reliance Money, Reliance's own wallet app, if I'm not mistaken. Jio Money.
The Jio store that's there, currently all apps are free and could access it without any need of paying for anything. So yeah, I don't think I can comment on that at the moment because I haven't paid for any app on the phone. So,
but do you have an option to pay for apps? Is that there yet?
No.
But even then, I would probably assume that they would probably go against like charging people for things because a phone only costs like 1500, and like a lot of the time in the keynote when Mukesh Ambani was speaking on stage, a lot of the time was spent on talking about how this is going to reach people who don't yet have a smartphone.
True.
The people who probably cannot get a smartphone that costs 5,000 rupees. And these people may not be really like keen to buy apps. And also, like, I probably would assume that in this kind of a market, the free with ads model would work perfectly.
Which actually doesn't bring me to the next thing. Have you seen any ads?
No, I haven't seen any ads yet.
Yeah, but then, I wouldn't exactly take that as like a final thing yet. Because, we are still, I think the phone has not officially started selling at this point.
I think I've heard it started to ship now and people who have pre-booked it are getting
Exactly. So it's a commercial rollout hasn't yet happened. And we are still some way away from seeing this in the hands of millions of people across the country where they're all demanding more content.
Yeah.
So we would see like how that particular aspect pans out. But yeah, like you mentioned, Aditya, earlier, that I would really like to see that cable, and I would really like to see if you can stream things to a TV, because as we discussed earlier, that you can use that Jio TV app or whatever and watch your favorite sports channel, watch your favorite TV shows. Then you use this phone and you connect it to the TV, and even if you don't have a cable connection, then you could still get access to
And even looking at how it functions, like just to check how the battery life if it is impacted when you're doing something of this sort, I had the Jio TV app running, streaming a TV serial for half an hour, and it got like a 6% battery drain on Wi-Fi and a 7% battery drain on network, which is honestly not that much. Like, you know, and considering the size of the phone and you know, the price, I think it's good enough. You can watch your daily soaps probably like for 3 hours or something, and yeah, so that kind of works for
me. So I'm holding the phone in my hand right now, and it feels, I mean, there's like a, it's obviously like a plastic based phone, but it feels kind of sturdy, doesn't feel like something that you drop and it'll shatter immediately. And also I see a very interesting thing, which is that it has both a rear camera and a front camera. So the camera is something that matters a lot to people who use a phone, any phone. So is the camera any good? Like, can you take amazing selfies with it? And, you know, is the back camera going to unleash the next big photographer from India?
Okay, so like, talking purely specs, the rear camera is 2 megapixel, the front one is VGA, so the resolution is not going to be huge. At the same time, there's no LED flash at the back, so yes, when you're clicking photos, you can make out what you have clicked. It is decent, but there is a lot of chroma noise. It has noise, and in low light, yes, without the flash, it will be an issue capturing photos. Selfies, again, selfies you get, it's a VGA camera, so you get like 640 by 480 selfies. I'm not sure where people would use it, or if they would use it, or if people would be actually, you know, they'd actually want to click a selfie on this phone and probably use it somewhere. So I'm not sure of that at the moment. But yeah, the cameras, like, you know, you again have, like, I don't know, something that keeps holding me back is the price point. Like, you know, at this price point, I haven't come across a single device with like a selfie camera and a primary camera on one unit. So yeah, I think the price is something that keeps bringing me back from the rant mode.
So you can't have like, I mean, you know, obviously at the 1500 price point, I don't think you can have too many expectations also. It's not like there's any other smartphone in the 1500 price bracket which is giving you some DSLR level images.
Remember Freedom 251.
Let's not talk about the, I mean, mythical creatures on this podcast.
Now on unicorns. Oh, wait, wrong podcast. Anyway, jokes aside, I do agree completely. From a pricing standpoint, it doesn't seem like it can get any better. But at the same time, considering the nature of hardware, considering the nature especially of phone hardware, initial run of devices have been made in China. They're going to start production in India soon. That's what we've heard. We won't be surprised to see, given the iterative nature of cell phone manufacturing, that maybe newer units have improved internals or could possibly even have a front-facing flash or maybe a back flash. We won't be surprised to see it happen. And in fact, if certain rumors, and this is something we haven't been able to verify, is that we might see 6 other Geo feature phones in the works as well. Now, that could also imply higher pricing tiers, that could imply lower pricing tiers, that could also imply different data rates or different services attached to them, because depending on how they decide to mix and match SKUs. But I mean, it's as a first device, it's a sturdy bet. I mean, yeah, I agree there.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with the phone per se, and since we've not encountered any reliability issues as well, this could be like a pretty great purchase for a lot of people. The only thing that we cannot comment on at this point is, will this phone survive for a year, 2 years, three years? What if suddenly tomorrow it conks off? But then that's a bet we take with every single phone, right? It's not like if you buy an iPhone or, for that matter, a Samsung phone, which is like in the high end, it can conk off tomorrow. So the reliability issue, that thing, it's not like, you know, before you buy a smartphone, you check whether somebody has used it for 1 year. So, you know, since it's a feature phone, 1500 rupees, you will buy this phone and expect it to work just as you would with other
phones. Also, when you look at a feature phone, there's honestly less things to go wrong with it in the first place. So yeah, looking at that, I think it should be able to you know, last longer than the average smartphone.
Even then, like, I would still hope that, you know, if something goes wrong, I mean, Reliance Jio's service is good enough that people are given replacement phones and all of that. And, you know, they're not like stuck in queues there waiting for a replacement simply because, you know, it's a cheap phone.
You know, one other thing also is that while other manufacturers, like other smartphone manufacturers, have to go around tying up with other, you know, after sales networks, Reliance already has their own digital network, which kind of makes it easier. Like, they can just have one person dealing with, you know, repairs or service for Geophone on every digital. And I think, it might just be easier for them to, you know, have better customer ratings.
So
though there is one couple of questions. There are two buttons here, one which has the word Geo on it, the other one which has a rupee symbol within a shield.
Yeah.
What are those for?
So it's basically the Rupee Shield is, you can long press it and launch the Jio Pay app, like Jio Money app. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the other one, Jio Button, long press it, it'll give you a list of all the Jio apps that are pre-installed on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you can access, it's just like a shortcut key. It's multifunction buttons. So yeah, long press it and yeah, that's what it'll trigger.
Okay, I also have two more questions, mm-hmm. which every person who has wanted to buy a feature phone has asked me till date.
Yeah.
Is, does the torch work and does the FM radio work?
Okay, so the torch works. You have to long press the, I think, the hash key or the zero key. And yeah, the torch would work with that. Other than that, FM radio, yes, there is FM radio support. And here's the best part. You don't have to connect a headset with it to listen to FM radio. You can, if even if you forget your headphone at home, you can have FM radio playing from the speaker without it attaching like a additional headset, which is honestly cool. I think a lot of people might actually like it.
Yeah, that's actually quite nice, yeah. Right? Because which was that? I think it was a Samsung Guru or some phone which first brought that feature.
Yeah.
And like having a FM radio, as in having it broadcasting around you when you're probably in a place where there's no internet, where there's no signal, and you can listen to, you know, maybe
music,
even, music, cricket match commentary, anything like that would be pretty nice. Yeah. So that's another pretty
big thing.
You know,
even for the Jio phone, there's one thing. It has Bluetooth and it has Wi-Fi. And this is something I just accidentally discovered. Jio Music is there on the phone. I paired it with my car head unit and it could stream Jio Music through the car speakers.
Yeah, so basically via Bluetooth, you can connect it to any speaker as well.
And
right?
You know, that is honestly interesting. Like, I wouldn't think of a feature phone doing that. So yeah, it's kind of changed my perspective towards this phone as well.
Yeah, so I would also be very interested in knowing whether like Reliance will be pushing some speakers as well, like as accessories for this phone, and they will probably cost more than the phone.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they are Reconnect speakers or something. Like, Reconnect is the Reliance, I think, brand for the in-house brand. So yeah, I won't be surprised if there are more speakers.
Yeah, there's a pretty good opportunity there for the company, definitely. Yeah. Okay, so one more thing. I saw that during the keynote, they made a very good demo of a voice assistant on stage. Okay, now on stage, I am willing to bet that the demo was either stage managed or fake, in some way. So what happened there was that they said something, they asked something to the assistant, and the assistant pretty much immediately came up with an answer. So has that been your experience? Does the voice assistant actually work? And also they showed that it works in multiple languages, including Hindi.
Yes.
So
I think I just break the question down in three things. Does the voice assistant work? Yes. Does it work like it was shown in the demo? Not exactly. And we've done a Facebook Live when we unboxed the phone, and we have actually asked commands in English as well as Hindi, and the assistant could basically reply, you know, could revert in that manner. And what kind of happens is when you ask a question, it does get the command right. Then it kind of waits for some time to process. I think, I'm not sure if the processing is done on the phone, on the server, where, I'm not sure of. But yes, it does return it. But using the phone, like, it's fast enough. I most of the times I would, you know, just go ahead and do it myself. I found it to be much faster than waiting for the assistant to.
So I think that processing would probably be done on the server side, right?
Yeah.
Depends on the internet connection.
It would, it would. Server side is definite. But then here's the other thing, right? I mean, at one end, you have a phone which, okay, apparently people who are buying a phone for 1500 rupees will not use access to certain other services. But hey, let's throw in a voice assistant anyway. It seems a little inconsistent in terms of design. Like, why would you even put that in? It, to me, it seems more like a gimmick at this stage. And while, and what we're also forgetting is that while it's it works okay now, it's usable now, what's going to be the case when you've added 7, 8 million, 10 million other phones to the network? Is it going to be the same? Are you going to have the same level of consistency? I don't think so. And that's what has me worried about this right now. It seems nice now, but under full load with more people on the network, will this be the case? We'll have to see.
I you know, I think that's a really good question. But, you know, if it is simple commands like, you know, launch an app or something, I think they can reduce it by having it done on the phone level instead of keeping it on the server level. So I think it can be optimized to some extent. But yeah, when it comes to different commands, it will be interesting to see what happens when there are a lot of people on the network.
So quick question, does the phone have an airplane mode?
Yeah, it has an airplane mode.
Because there were rumors going around prior that it's going to be always connected, always online.
No, it has airplane mode when you can, and you know, there's a quick shortcut as well. You can just tap the up button on the D-pad, and it'll give you shortcuts for Bluetooth, for Wi-Fi, for airplane mode, for brightness. Like, that's all I can remember at the top of my head.
And can I switch network types?
Sorry?
Can I switch network types?
What's the point in switching network types when Jio is a 4G network only?
Okay. So, yeah, is there anything else, Rishi, on your mind about this phone that you want to ask?
No, I'm just tempted to pop in my Vodafone SIM, but that's about it.
Okay, and charges via micro USB cable, right?
So it standard. Charges via micro USB cable, has a 3.5mm audio socket. Sup, iPhones.
Yeah.
But yeah, so other than that, it's like for the price and stuff, if you can get your hand on one, I think, yeah, it's a good secondary device. You can use it when your primary phone runs out of battery. Other than that, I honestly don't have complaints. And the more I use it, I kind of get used to the speed that it has. Like, it's not as blazing fast as, you know, recent Android flagships and stuff. But yeah, I'm very comfortable. I had never had to sit and pull my hair because it was slow. So that is something I'm getting used to.
Yeah, and so basically if you have an Android phone that's 6 months old, the Jio phone is probably faster. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. Alright then, so overall you're quite pleased with it. I guess the biggest con would be that initially it's going to be pretty hard to get hold of one. Yeah. It's not
going
to be
WhatsApp,
easy.
Like a lot of people would say, oh, WhatsApp support, WhatsApp support.
Yeah, so but I mean, WhatsApp support, not that big a con at this point. Yeah, 1500 rupees, come on, like you can't have like crazy expectations as well. But we can hope that WhatsApp will see the numbers and then make an app for this specifically.
I really wish that, you know, there would be an app for this phone and it'll work. But, you know, one other thing that I really like about this thing is that if you have used VoLTE phones, so whenever you place a call, it is immediate. Like, you know, it connects seamlessly. There's no waiting time when it'll beep a couple of times before, you know, placing the call. Like, call quality and calling is quite seamless and quite fast. So that is something I really like.
Yeah, awesome then. So if you can get your hands on one, buy this phone. That probably would be our advice.
I wouldn't say it's a buy just yet. There's still too many unknowns. We don't know how it's going to work under full network load. We don't know how it's going to work when there are more people who've picked it up. We don't know what the situation is going to be with apps either. It's still too many unknowns to even warrant a buy, in my opinion. So yeah, I mean, consider me to be the wet blanket on this parade of optimism that is the Jio phone. I'd say wait.
Alright then, so that's all we have for this episode of Orbital, and we will see you with another episode next week. As always, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Instagram at Gadgets360. If you like this podcast, please do give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. It really helps us a lot. And as always, if you have any questions, comments or feedback, do write to us at podcast@gadgets360.com. We'll answer all of them via email. Thanks for listening.